listening to the Weight Loss for Moms podcast with Angie Gross, episode number one.
Welcome to Weight Loss for Moms, a podcast to get all the support you need as a mother so you can stop buckling under the pressure of motherhood and step into a dream relationship with a healthy body. This is exactly what you've been looking for, to guide you around the stress eating and move you into freedom around food.
Hello, fellow mamas. Welcome to the first episode of Weight Loss for Moms. I really wish all of you could be here right now with me and seeing my office. I've got pillows in front of my microphone. I have blankets on tripods behind me, but that's okay because I am here to share with all of you a lot of really good information. And my idea for this podcast is going to be, we're busy moms. I get it. And it's hard for us to find some time to actually sit down and listen to a podcast for a long period of time. So my idea is going to be that I am going to do podcasts no longer than 30 minutes, but a majority of them will probably be no longer than 15 minutes so that you can listen to them on your way to work, while you're doing the dishes, while you're cooking supper, any little space of time that you get to be able to just sit and listen to something for a little bit. So that is my intent for this podcast. So I know that being a mom can be hard, and I know that losing weight and being a mom, that's even harder. So I wanted to share with the world that being a mom and losing weight at the same time, that it's a possibility, that really it can be done. And this podcast is going to be all about how you can do that. And the good news is you don't have to cut calories. You don't have to take extra time to overexercise. You don't even have to drink protein shakes 24/7 or never eat ice cream again. Ice cream, that's my weakness. And so if there's any diet out there that says I can't have ice cream, I'm done. That diet is written off my list. So if you listen to me, you're going to find that weight loss as a mom is more than just a dream. So a little bit about me before we really get into it. I am Angie Gross. I'm a life and weight loss coach certified through the Life Coach School. I had Sebastian on September 10th, 2014. So this September, he is going to be 3. And I cannot believe, like, where has my baby gone? When I was pregnant with Sebastian, I gained 50 pounds. So I started at 130 pounds. And the day before I gave birth, I was 180 pounds. Like, just thinking of that number in my head and saying it out loud freaks me out. After Sebastian was born, I struggled to lose the last 20 pounds. I was always tired. I was exhausted. And the last thing that I wanted to do was exercise or try to eat what was good for me. And really, I was exercising 3 days a week, running 2 miles each time, and I was only able to maintain. Finally, after 2 years, I decided that what I weighed was what I weighed. I started to settle. And I wasn't thrilled with that idea, but I tried everything at this point that I thought I could do to try to lose weight. Well, what I thought was everything until I discovered the no flour, no sugar trick to level out my hormones. I heard my mentor, Brooke Castillo, talk about cutting out flour and sugar. Which at this point, my mother-in-law was gluten-free, which she was trying to talk me into it, and I absolutely refused to try it. But after listening to Brooke, I thought, you know, what the heck? I think at the very least, I could at least go gluten-free. So I cut out flour, and guess what? I lost 10 pounds. So there I was with 10 more pounds to lose. And let me tell you guys this, those last 10 pounds, that was brutal. I struggled for a few more months. No matter how much Brooke was correct, I just couldn't cut out the sugar. Sugar and sweets, those are my weakness. And I thought there was no way that I could cut out sugar. My thoughts on that started to shift when I ended up getting a second job so I could afford to go to the Life Coach School. My second job was a health and wellness coach for a local chiropractor. When I was working that job, I tried the diet that I was coaching. The diet was one that used basically a paleo-based program, and I did it for 40 days, and those 40 days were really brutal because I was still having the desire and the thoughts around food. So here I am, I'm doing this diet, I'm depriving myself, struggling with the food I was supposed to eat, but because I was so busy working two jobs to pay for my coaching school, I was able to stay busy enough and not overeat. I sometimes fasted for 20 hours and hardly ate anything, so I was able to lose the next 10 pounds and then another 16 pounds. I was able to get down to 116, but I felt deprived and hungry, and I still desired the food that wasn't good for me. So I just ended up gaining back the 16 pounds, and I was at 130 again, right where I was happy before my pregnancy, but not any longer. This is where I started to apply my weight loss tools. And the self-coaching that I learned that deprivation doesn't work. What works is getting rid of the desire to eat the foods that don't support my ideal weight. And I learned how to do that. I wanted to maintain between 120 and 125 pounds. That's where I feel my best and I don't feel deprived. I don't have to count calories. And if I don't feel like running and I only want to walk on my workouts, I can. And I don't have to worry about my weight. So now I'm here thanks to the tools that I learned when I became a life coach. So I know what you guys are all saying right now. What are these tools? Well, you're going to learn more about them in this podcast, but they consist of three things. And one is the desire to lose weight. Two is the model, which is a tool for thought and emotion management, which I'm going to teach you. And three is the hunger scale. So let me explain the most important piece, and that's the model. The next few upcoming episodes, I'm going to talk about the other two. So be sure to take a listen to those other two episodes. The model is a tool developed by my coach, Brooke Castillo, and it looks a little something like this. So here at the top, we have a circumstance, and those are the facts of a situation. Things that we can't control, like what other people do or what other people say, things like the weather. We have no control over those things. So if we have a fact, like the number on the scale says 150 pounds, if we had 1,000 people in a room, and all 1,000 people looked at that scale, they could all agree that, yep, that says 150. Beneath our circumstances, we have thoughts. We have thoughts about the circumstance. Thoughts, those are just sentences in our mind. Things that we believe are true, but not everyone would agree that they are. So for example, when you see that 150 pounds on the scale, you start to think, I'm fat, I'm ugly, I can't lose weight, this is just how I'm supposed to be. And those thoughts then create our feelings. And a feeling is just an emotion, a one-word vibration in our body. And it's something like feeling frustrated, angry, pissed, maybe defeated. And now I want to take a minute to point out that it's not our circumstance or the situation that is causing our feelings, but it's our thoughts. Our thoughts create our feelings. And even though you can hear that and you can think, yeah, that makes sense, but really you may not truly understand. So on a daily basis, we all talk like the number on the scale pissed me off today. And I'm here to tell you your thoughts about that number on the scale. That's what pissed you off. You saw that number and you instantly thought, I failed again. And that thought, that's what pissed you off. Okay, let's move on here. So our circumstances, those trigger our thoughts, which then our thoughts cause our feelings. Our feelings then drive our actions. And actions are the way that we behave, act, or the way that we don't act. Like maybe we shut down, we withdraw, or we quit. And how many times have we quit something? I can't tell you how many times that I've quit something. Most of the time it started out as, this is hard, I can't do this, this is never going to work, I'm not good enough. And all of those are just thoughts, which our thoughts are something that we can control, that we can ultimately change. So do you all see my emphasis on how important our thoughts are? They control everything. Our feelings and the way we act. Our actions then trigger our results, and the results are the outcome of our action that just proves our thinking to be true. So let's apply this to a weight loss scenario. So if we're thinking, I'm fat and I'm feeling frustrated, so we want to quit because we feel frustrated. So we just give in and we overeat because it makes us feel good in the moment, which causes the result of gaining weight. Now, isn't that crazy? Our thoughts alone are causing us to gain weight, and we can control that. So what if we just said the next time we saw that number on the scale, we thought, I'm going to try harder today. So me, I always weigh myself in the morning. So that's the thought that works for me. That thought is going to make me feel determined. And when I'm determined, I take the action I need to stay on protocol. And just like that, I can change my thought. And in a few days, I'm going to get a new result. Weight loss. And that's what we all want, right? So if you have any questions about the model, or if you have a situation you'd like to discuss, feel free to email me at angie@angiegross.com. Thanks everyone for listening to the first episode, and I'll talk to you all soon. Want to make sure you never miss a podcast episode? Go to iTunes and subscribe to Weight Loss for Moms. Also, if you need additional help to implement what you heard here today, go to www.angiegross.com and take advantage of the free resources available.